This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
Oh, yeah, baby. Ready to rock and roll. Manny, you feeling nervous about our Heat?
Yeah, brother, I am. I didn't watch a single second last night because I was busy writing a story, but I kind of expected it after Gabe Vincent went down. I think that's a big loss for them. Kyle Lowry is not nearly the same player Gabe Vincent is, and they're not defending the three-point line the way that they were earlier in the season, and the Celtics are just knocking down threes. I think it's a recipe for disaster here.
Yeah, I wasn't worried after the first loss. I said, I'm not ready to panic, but last night, panic's now setting in. I feel like if you don't win tomorrow, you ain't going to Boston and winning game seven. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't put anything past Jimmy, or Eric Spoelstra. I'm not especially impressed with Boston's coach either, Joe Mazzulla. I think, they could come up with the kind of plan to beat them. But, right now the Celtics are playing with a lot of confidence and, the Heat really miss Gabe Vincent.
Are you, you buy, just out of curiosity, you buy the Bam's a star thing?
No, I've never really bought it. I mean, okay. Is Draymond Green a star?
No.
I mean, they're excellent role players.
I actually call him a super role player. That's what I call Bam.
Yeah.
I think, no, that is, I got to give him a little credit, bro, because, you know, 100%. I've seen James Posey. Udonis Haslam, bro. Isn't that like a super role player also? Right?
Right, yeah.
Udonis Haslam is not – while we're going to hang his number in the rafters, we'll probably put a statue out there. He's Mr. Heat, all that for UD. UD's not a star, never was a star, but he was awesome, you know what I mean?
Right.
But it's just one of these things, like it's like we forced a square peg in a round hole, and you know what I love? Well, he does all the little things. My brother, my superstars aren't there to do all the little things. Don't tell me that he's a star or a franchise player that he's doing all the little things. No, yeah, they could do some little things, but I need my stars to carry the damn franchise. You know what I mean? Like Kachuk, he'll dive on the floor to block a shot, but that mother effer is going to finish out games for you too with game-winning goals because that's what they pay him to do. And so I just love when this whole, you know, PR machine of selling him like a star. He's a fantastic young man. He's a multifaceted player, but he is a super role player is what he is to me. That's what he is.
Right.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I think part of it too is we have to, like, in our minds when we talk about players and we bring up these kind of topics, like, you have to be able to dominate a game offensively. Right, to be a star. It's one thing to do it on the defensive end, but that's never going to be valued the same way as what you do on
in the 90s. Yes, when you scored 80 and 90 points and points were at a premium, sure. That's when Ben Wallace can be a star, bro. Of course,
but we're in a different era, and you got to be able to take over in the fourth quarter and do what Jimmy Butler does and others do. And if you're not, then you're just not a star, you're just another guy. But I will tell you, I mean, he is to me, he's probably their second best player, right? I mean, Who else do you really have at this point? It's pretty much Jimmy, the only guy who can take over. Tyler Hero could when he was healthy at times. But Kyle Lowry, I mean, that's the contract to me that's going to come back to bite the Heat in the ass, because Kyle Lowry is nothing more than a role player now. He's not what he was years ago. And when you invest that much money into one dude who's at the end of his career, that's the kind of thing that makes you lose in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah. Boys are continuing the recruiting, added a new linebacker.
Yes. Are we, I'm trying to remember who we're talking about now because, it's been a while since, who's the guy?
Patrick, something, wasn't it? What's the name of the kid? Shavers.
Oh, the kid from last week. Yes. Out of Miami Central. Yes. Hold on. I'll go back. I've had so much things going on in my mind. Oh,
well, the Anthony Campbell kid they signed, but also the linebacker,
Vincent Shavers from Miami Central. Right. He's a 24 recruit, a 3-star kid, played at Miami Central. Thank you for bringing his name up, because otherwise I would have forgotten. I apologize.
It's all good.
But yeah, he was a week ago committed. Nice kid. He plays both ways. I like kids that can play running back and linebacker. I think that's so important in today's game. that linebackers have the kind of skill set to play on both sides, especially in high school. I think, you know, obviously you don't need him to do it at the college level, but to me, DJ Williams, right? You think about the best linebackers in Miami. That's what that guy did. He started on both sides of the ball. Sean Taylor in high school played running back besides safety. Like, to me, I like versatile kids that can do both. I think it makes them better players on the defensive side of the ball when that's what they do primarily. So I like the Vincent Shavers pickup. He's the last of eight commitments. And as we've tried to tell you many times before, the month of June is going to be very busy, very important month for the Canes because they're getting a lot of elite kids on campus. There's only one blue chip recruit in the class right now, but they got a lot of great kids coming in next month.
Okay, so one of the things that I'm interested to know, and maybe this is kind of a multifaceted question, maybe Bam Adebayo should ask it. No, all right, so the stories from the past when guys used to work out on their own, when former players used to come back and work out with the current players to get them prepared for the season because there's only a certain amount of hours they can work with the coaches, so they would do it on their own. Right. So is there much of that going on? And here's where it becomes the Bam Adebayo question. If there's not much of that going on, is that because maybe Mario is still in the infantile stages of initiating this program and establishing it, that maybe a few years from now, when you have more veteran players on the team that have been in the system for 3-4 years, and they can then bring the young guys along and then other former players come in and kind of join in, is that why maybe it isn't happening? Or is it happening right now? You know, the stuff that used to make the former Canes teams a little better in the offseason because they would be able to work on their own.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something that goes on constantly. I just think, you know, when you think about those great Canes teams, there were great players that were doing this stuff.
Of course.
It wasn't guys who were just guys, right? Just a dude, just a guy on the roster. These were dudes that were doing this stuff, the elite of the elite. And I think you can say that it's happening, but I think you can also say it's not happening with the special players yet because those kids are just getting in here. The special players are just getting
into the door. It's a cycle that we haven't started again. I got you.
Right. I think you know, you look at this last recruiting class, I think there's some very special guys in there. I think the Ray Ray Armstrongs, the Francis Maui Goas, you know, I look at Ray Ray and I think of Santana Moss. I think he's going to be that kind of a talent. I look at Maui Goa and I think he's probably going to be a first round pick at offensive tackle. Somebody's going to take this kid high up in the draft and he'll be a special player for Miami. But they're freshmen, they're babies, and it's hard to lead when you walk in the door as a true freshman and get a bunch of older guys to follow.
I get it. We're 3, 4, 5, 6 years from starting that cycle.
From being at that level, that special level where the Canes once were. But it's happening. I mean, I think Mario certainly changed the culture of the locker room. I think a lot of the guys that were maybe bringing it down have been have transferred out, aren't necessarily there anymore. But again, none of that matters unless you go out there and win on Saturdays, right? Like, we can talk about the off season, and then if they go out and go 7-5 this year, people can say, "Oh, some off season, right? Like, what did they do?" It's about talent. It's about the whole thing. You've got to get the whole thing rolling, or, you know, we can sit here till we're blue in the face and talk about this and be like, "Well, they're not doing their job in the off season." No, they need good players to win. They need good players to go out there and take care of the job on Saturday, and then to do, you know, what you talked about, which is bring the other guys along with them in the offseason workouts and make them special. So, yes, we're in the infancy stage, I think, of this.
What's Mario doing now with the staff and the program before we get to the part of training camp?
Well, every college program at this time of year does all of its scouting, right? I mean, this is really important for recruiting and then also for offseason scouting because now they have an idea. You know, now the transfer portal is sort of settled down. You have an idea of, okay, these are the guys that they have. These are the changes these programs have made and the coaching staff. This is the kind of offense. Now we can start studying on, you know, what we might see. We can study the players that we know are going to be important to them. We can study the coaches and the schemes that they ran and get ourselves prepared. So this is sort of the homework time of the year while the kids are out there working out on their own and the recruits are coming in to visit. But they're working, dude. Mario doesn't take a day off, man. I mean, this is the kind of guy who's going to tweet out photos of himself on a beach somewhere.
Yeah, no, I can expect that from him, that he'll never take a day off. That's why I'm intrigued to see what they do now in this part of the offseason before they get a full-blown training camp going. All right, what are you working on The Athletic so folks can check it out, my man?
Yeah, I know we're talking a lot about the Panthers and the Heat, and rightly so. They've dominated the sports scene, but I just put out an article on the Parkland Douglas baseball team, who just won their third state championship in a row, undefeated season here in South Florida, where we love our baseball. You know, our kids that grow up in this community. I mean, we've produced so many damn great baseball players. I'm talking about the youth level. I'm not talking about the pro level.
I know.
But at the youth level, there's been so many great players. These guys just went 29-0, and I went to Douglas yesterday. I was on campus when the team got back from the state championship with their trophy. I was there when they were getting off the buses and meeting with the school principal and the athletic director. And it's horrible, but that damn building where that massacre happened is still up. And I don't know if you've driven by Douglas.
No, I have not.
I mean, it's been 5 years, and I know that they've put these big chain link fences and mesh to block it, but it's a three-story building, and it's an eyesore. It really is. And just imagine you're pulling up with your third state championship in a row. There's this happy celebration. For an outsider like me, it's like the bus literally pulls up, and that building is still just a few feet away from these kids as they're getting off the bus. And I know for them.
And that tells you, when it's all city and government ridden, this is what happens. If it was a private institution, that building would have been gone years ago. They would have eliminated. Right. Jorge Mas, or the Mas brothers, built a stadium in 8 months.
Yep.
8 months. They built the stadium.
What they're doing, dude.
Private funding, bro. Private funding. That same stadium has to be built by the county or the city, and it takes 2 years. And it's really not a difficult stadium to build. It wasn't that complicated, but they did it in 8 freaking months, dude. Right. And that's just red tape, bro. That's all it is, crap.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you still have the trial of the school resource officer that was there on campus the day of the shooting. It's going to start next week. So that's the reason the building. I mean, that's what they say. The reason is still up.
Yeah, they got to use it for the courts. Yeah.
But the point is, like, it's just, you know, these kids have put together something spectacular in terms of the school and winning these championships. This tremendous baseball program. And I just wanted to give them a little bit of attention. So I wrote that for The Athletic. And there'll be plenty of college football. I mean, we're doing a ton of recruiting stuff. Like I said, June.
Yeah.
June is around the corner. I'm doing an SEC recruiting notebook. Grace Rayner, my colleague, just did one for the ACC. She called me up to ask me about Miami and what's going on with Miami. So there'll be tons of stuff to read in The Athletic in the weeks ahead.
All right. Follow him on Twitter at @Manny_Navarro. Manny, as always, thank you, my brother. Have a fantastic weekend.
All right, brother, you too. Take care.
You got it. There you go. The great Manny Navarro coming your way. And the people at Caneswear, man, 2511 South University Drive in Davie. You can get anything and practically everything with a Canes logo on it. Brett and the boys, they do an awesome job out there, man. Go check them out. Jeff, all the great people out there, man, they're so helpful. Free shipping when you order over $99. If you go to the website, you'll be able to see anything and everything. You can buy Canes gear, Dolphins gear, Marlins gear, Panthers gear, Inter Miami gear, Miami Heat gear. They got it all for you there. Caneswear.com.